Welcome to Evolve Live Podcast. Here's your host, the publisher of Evolve Magazine, Howard Holley.
Hello and welcome to Editor's Voice. I'm Howard Holley, publisher of Evolve Magazine. With me to talk about the new issue of Evolve's First Coast Region Edition is the editor, Gina Mangus. Welcome, Gina.
Thank you. Happy to be here, Howard.
Happy to have you here. So, Gina, before we talk about the upcoming issue, I just have to talk about the last one.
Yes.
The winter issue that came out in January. And the response to that issue was fantastic. Talk about that.
Yes. I think probably the most engaging piece was the cover story, which was about youthpreneurs. And there were some phenomenal and actually all young women youthpreneurs that we featured covering a number of industries and experiencing tremendous success, some at the young age of 15.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yes.
What were you doing at 15?
Well, sadly, I was working at the public library when I was 15.
But just imagine 15 and I think her sister 17.
Yes.
And the two of them starting a business at that age.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly what we need.
It is.
Yeah.
And it really is a testament to the benefit of community and support, because those young women started their business out of their garage, and then with some help from the Link and other people in the community, they were able to build an actual dance studio. And mm-hmm. now they have a competition team that they're, I think, holding auditions for this week.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Neat. So, Gina, I did a podcast with the owner of The Scoop.
Yes.
Who's on the cover. And one of the things that she said has just been resonating in my mind. She said that one of the experiences she has is that her friends are off going vacation.
Yep.
And doing things. And she can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's got employees, and her focus is making sure her business continues and she can pay her employees.
Yes, her work ethic comes across so strongly in the article at such a young age and being so committed to the success of her business, and also being such a mentor to her employees.
Yeah, really neat, really mm-hmm. neat. Gave me goosebumps.
Yeah, me too, for sure.
So we're going to talk about this upcoming issue, workforce development. Tell us more about it.
Well, I think we all know workforce is top of mind for every business owner in America right now. And I think one of the most informative articles is The Road Ahead, written by Ron Hetrick, who's a senior labor economist. He talks about a 6 million person worker gap by 2030. Mm. And so the rest of the articles in the magazine are really focused around ways that we can close that gap and how we as business owners and communities and educators can think about workforce differently.
Didn't I hear Ron at the Chamber's Economic Development Council last year breakfast?
Yes, he gave a very engaging talk at the Economic Development Council breakfast in St. Johns County. And he shared not only the information about, you know, the gap in workforce as it relates to youth, but also how we need to leverage people transitioning out of military careers and also transitioning maybe even out of the criminal justice system and thinking about workforce yeah. differently.
Yeah, I took that away mm-hmm. from his session about thinking differently of what the workforce is.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that was excellent. And I also was struck by he's a national
yes.
speaker and expert living here in St. John's.
Oh, yes. This is another one of those COVID-19, I think, outcomes where,
yeah.
you know, you can work from anywhere. And so he's working remotely right here in St. John's County, but covering national issues
yeah.
around labor and
yeah.
workforce.
So one of the articles I know in this issue is around hiring Generation Z.
Yes.
So Generation Z, are they working?
They are working. Generation Z is in the workforce. And I think it's not a surprise that the unique features of Gen Z are really focused on multitasking. When you think about growing up in the age of technology, when you're looking at short snippets of information so quickly all the time, they're really great multitaskers, and they really also enjoy collaboration. So thinking about those roles that Gen Z will fit in best and how to create environments that will be good for retention.
So if I'm a business owner, manager, leader in the community, what will be the epiphanies or the takeaways from this edition?
Well, I think, again, it's all about thinking about workforce in new ways. And interestingly, as this issue unfolded, it kind of even started with talking about us as leaders being mentors to students, mentorship programs, even like Big Brother, Big Sister, and investing in those early on with young people. And then making sure that, you know, we talked to Arlene Dennison from First Coast Technical College about the importance of internships and getting hands-on experience. And then also the high schools in St. John's and Flagler counties having career academies or career clusters is what they call them in Flagler, and helping people identify early on what direction they want to go with a career, and that you do not necessarily in today's world have to go to college for careers that at one time we thought everyone should be college bound. We really need some, you know, people expert in technical fields. And oftentimes today with technology, you can learn a lot of things without spending time on a 4-year degree.
I'm a big believer that the passion you have to have about a job is to do one that you're excited about.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And then also as business owners, you know, it's really on us and larger corporations to start thinking about our own internal training programs. Mm-hmm. We talk to some employers that are actually creating their own certifications and ways to train their workers without relying on external resources as well.
So one of the topics, you know, you probably knew I would ask you, is around improv.
So, yes, yeah.
Talk about that.
Well, you know, it's really about, there's a whole philosophy around yes and, right? So in work, we all want to be open and, you know, we don't want to say we've always done it this way or I can't. And so improv actually helps teach you how to have this yes and philosophy to any problem and how to approach problems with solutions and be creative.
Yes and.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like we've got another very good edition, an issue of Evolve coming out. Let's pivot a little bit and talk about where you're going. What other subjects and issues that are going to be released this year?
Well, you know, summer is coming up, and so we all start thinking a little bit about travel and tourism in the summertime. And so we're going to be featuring, we're going to be looking at those industries and how they have transformed a little bit in recent years. Again, the post-COVID era. One day we'll stop saying that. But, you know, thinking about, you know, businesses like travel agents and other businesses, where are they today and what does the future look like? Also, new opportunities in our community that are coming to generate interest and attracting people to Northeast Florida, St. John's, Flagler County, Clay County.
When you consider the role that tourism plays in St. John's,
yes,
I mean, that's more than a notion. I mean, it's a huge play here. What are the trends that you're going to be pursuing or looking at?
Well, one really interesting trend is around agritourism and people who are interested in, you know, the farm to table methodologies and getting out there in the, you know, green spaces and agriculture and understanding where our food comes from and cooking classes and things like that that are aligned with agritourism. We're also looking at the impact of sports industries. You know, we've got a group that's forming a new soccer league here
USL.
in Northeast Florida, and how will that impact the region and what type of, you know, what do businesses need to know to better attract sports fans to our community? We've got a lot of great offerings, and it impacts not only, when you think of tourism, you think first about hotels and restaurants, but you also, when you think about large sporting events, that's affecting all kinds of corporations and businesses, like recycling and, you know, all distribution and traffic and all those things that need to be taken into consideration.
Absolutely, absolutely. We had an article in the last issue of Evolve First Coast Region about the upcoming, at the time, Fort Mosaic Jazz and Blues series.
Yes.
And I believe you made one of those concerts. What did you want to say about that?
Oh, I'm so excited to see this Jazz and Blues Festival continue and really shine a light on Fort Mosaic. We have one of the most interesting pieces of history in America, as we do in many ways here in St. Augustine.
Absolutely.
But Fort Mosaic is probably more of a hidden treasure than other aspects of our history that people may not know about. So the Jazz and Blues Festival brings, you know, global names to our community and attracts people to actually Fort Mosaic to understand more about one of America's first black settlements in the country.
Yes. And it was an excellent event. And I think you use the right term, of course, shining a light.
Yes.
Because that's what we try to do in Evolve, is shining a light on success. And clearly the success of Fort Mosey and what it meant to those 100 or so formerly enslaved Africans is huge. Just people will learn more as the reconstituted fort is built next year. So we look forward to that. I have to tell you this quick story. I was there at the Jazz and Blues series, and I'm walking out, and I turn, and I recognize a face in the crowd. It's a guy who worked with me and for me in Rochester.
Oh, wow.
When I was still at Xerox, so before I quote-unquote retired or transitioned. And I go, "Dirk, what are you doing here?" And he said, "Well, I saw your post about Fort Mosey on LinkedIn, and my girlfriend lives in Jacksonville. I called her, and I said, have you ever heard of Fort Mosey?" She said, "No." And I said, "Well, why don't I fly down and we go and catch it?" What a small world.
That is a small world.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I think that's the purpose of this podcast also, is to get the word out about the upcoming issue. And you can go to evolve-success.com. That's evolve-success.com. Go to magazines and take a look at either the First Coast edition or the Greater Daytona edition. I want to thank my guest and my volunteer editor. And I really do want to say that, because I appreciate what you're doing to help us shine a light on success, economic, business, cultural success here in the First Coast. Thank you so much, Howard. Gina.
Thank you so much.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to comment, go to editor@evolve-success.com. editor@evolve-success.com. And we will see you again. And you can also call me. Call me. See you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been an Evolve Live podcast. Please send your comments to editor@evolve-success.com.